Good afternoon. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Thursday. Thursday the 5th of March, isn't it? I'm not going to lie. I'm a broken man. I can't go into it. But I ended a podcast with Spurs a shite the other day. And let's just start it with that. We are fucking useless. And I mean useless. This is up there with one of the worst Spurs teams I've seen in 30-odd years. I'm not going to blame the manager because he has only been there a short period of time. I do blame it all on Levy and the Argentinian fraud. I don't think they knew what they had 3 years ago. Well, we were like the Titanic. We were like the Titanic ready to leave Southampton, weren't we? All nice, new and shiny. New stadium on the way. Everything looking good. Up challenging for the league. We were the bright new star. And we have fucking hit an iceberg, all right? And we are sinking faster than that ship did. And I can't see a way back. So I am done. That was my last game of the season. I'm not sure Suggsy's convinced, but I will not be going again. In fact, I won't be doing that. I won't be watching England in the Euros because I can't stand the other fraud, Southgate. So I've got a nice little 6 month sabbatical from all that. So I'm just going to enjoy football trading, doing my work, and my focus on that, because that team does get me riled up. If I'd driven last night, I would have been off the Dartford crossing, getting home at 1 o'clock in the morning after that shite. Yeah, dreadful. And I made a statement to Suggsy. He said, I want you to say it on the podcast. Our next four home games are West Ham, Man United, Everton and Arsenal. We will not be winning one of them. I will be laying us in every game. And I doubt we'll win many away. I don't know who we've got away. We got Burnley away. We won't beat them. But after that, I don't know who else we've got away. But I will not be going to any of West Ham, Everton, Man United, Arsenal, and we will not win one of those games because we are shite. So there you go. So what I'm going to do, I had a mate of mine who was laying Liverpool's opponents every week and actually told him to take his money out. He'd done it for about 8 or 9 weeks up until the, he'd done the West Ham game and then the Watford game. I said to him, take your initial stake out. He started with 500 quid and he was up to about 900 quid. I said, take your initial stake out. So he took the 500 out, laid the 400. Like he lays that as a stake. As the max loss, so he can win like whatever it was, 40, 50 quid a game. I might do the same on Tottenham. I might risk a 500 or risk a grand on every Tottenham game for the rest of the season, and then just compound it as we go up, because I can't see who we could beat. I honestly can't. I can't see a football team that we could beat. We are fucking garbage. Right, what have we got? I've got no football because there's nothing today. I've got a load of stuff to do. What about it? Been doing data and sheets, which has been good fun. I'm actually enjoying that, I'm not going to lie. Never thought the days of me joining Excel would be there. Right, Nags. Here we go, got a couple of horses. I know we had a winner yesterday. Weather is horrific, so just be careful with these. 8 p.m. Newcastle, Guido, small each way. 8 p.m. Newcastle, Guido, small each way. A win and place, rather, if you want to do it that way. Bear with me. Going down. And 6:30 Newcastle. 6:30 Newcastle. Indian Sounds, small win and place. I'm just going to check. I haven't checked these markets for a couple of hours. Let me just have a look at them with the weather. Just see what's happening. Hold on a second. Right, 6:30. Indian Sounds, yep, win and place. What was it? 8 o'clock, yep, Guido, win and place. And then there's one at 3:50, which is at Thurles. 3:50 at Thurles, and the horse is, that could be used to describe me, Johnny Little Legs. Johnny Little Legs, win and place. There's three small win and places. I think we've just had an RTS macro winner at a half decent price. Born in Boris. Just about typical, isn't it? Born in Boris. Fucking Boris. That's it. Right, ultimate tomorrow. So everything as normal for the weekend ahead. Knuckle down. On we go. Try and avoid Spurs playing Burnley for the weekend. And I should have a good one. Lots to come for you guys. I honestly just got lots of things to talk to you about over the next. I'll get Cheltenham out of the way next week. My plans have changed slightly because I was going to be busy, but I'm actually, Sam's away. I've got the house to myself. Lovely. First time for ages. She hadn't been away for years on her own. Can't remember the last time, about 6-7 years ago. Boy going off to work. I have got, I will be doing a full Cheltenham then from Tuesday through Friday. I'll put my tips up in the morning. I'll put them on the website as normal, put them on the podcast, try and get them on the blog. Hopefully we have a good week. But yeah, I'll be fully involved in that. And if I get time Tuesday, only if I get time, because I'll do these competitions and then I run out of time and I don't do the prize and people get the amp and I apologise, but you will all get your prizes. Don't panic. And people still waiting. I might do a Cheltenham comp if I get time. Does take a lot of time to put them together on there, but I might do a little Cheltenham comp for the podcast just for interest. You know me. You know I probably will. Right, have a beautiful little Thursday. Horrible weather. Drive carefully if you're on the roads. And I'll be back with you tomorrow morning.